2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Downtown. Michelle?
Well, still looking at a good drive. I-15 Utah County, about 25 minutes from Point of the Mountain to Provo. Len?
Traffic flow in Davis County, northbound I-15. Slowing is expanding and is now starting Lagoon up to Clearfield and southbound Riverdale to Roy. Physicians, do you feel confident in your financial plan, your investments? True North Wealth is honored to be serving hundreds of Utah's physicians. That's True North Wealth. I'm Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Oh, it's the same forecast tomorrow. 99 degrees and a chance of storms. Friday, a chance of storms and 98 for, I guess, Pioneer Day light. For the 24th itself, sunshine and clouds. Then professional fireworks, the high 98 degrees. It's 4:59.
Your all-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on any smart speaker, the KSL News Radio app, and in your car at 102.7 FM.
KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City,
KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
This is the 5 o'clock report. 20 minutes of uninterrupted news, commercial-free. I'm Jeff Kaplan, KSL's top story. Developing news on KSL News Radio. We're waiting for more details about a 9-year-old found dead in a car in American Fork this afternoon. The child was found unresponsive next to a business focused on helping people with developmental disabilities. American Fork police say the child was being transported to Roost Services and somehow got left behind in the car for 2 long hours. KSL News Time 5:01. The rise in COVID cases continues here in Utah. Today, the Department of Health reported 873 new cases. 295 people are hospitalized. Officials say 4 more Utahns have died. And because of today's numbers, the highest numbers, 873 since February, University of Utah Healthcare is postponing some elective surgeries to make room for the influx of COVID patients. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt begins our team coverage.
University of Utah Health is pausing some elective surgeries in order to free up bed space. Even with roughly half of Utah's population fully vaccinated, Strategic Engagement Manager Aaron Klaus says the numbers aren't looking good.
Positivity rate is higher than the same time last year. Our hospitalizations are higher than the same time last year.
She says the majority of those hospitalized are unvaccinated. Associate Chief Medical Officer for Inpatient Services, Dr. Kenzie Graves, says the number of open hospital positions is making things even worse.
What we were able to do last fall to stretch our capacity and open surge ICUs and take care of extra patients, we do not have that option anymore.
Dr. Graves calls the situation frustrating because the bulk of these virus-related hospitalizations are preventable. Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.
Down south, St. George Regional Hospital is reporting its ICUs are nearly at capacity. Basically, they're at 90%, and they've been that way nearly every day this month. Doctors say our infection rates are climbing so quickly that masks should be considered again. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson continues team coverage.
Doctors say many people are treating the pandemic as if it's over, but Intermountain Healthcare infectious disease doctor Brandon Webb says perhaps it's time to reconsider the health restrictions that have worked before. Things like limiting social gatherings and, yes, masks.
We know that they work. They were the tool that allowed Utah schools to stay open all last year.
He says natural immunity from one strain of the virus does not seem to cover the variants as well as the vaccines do. And he says burnout is settling in again among healthcare workers, with many of them feeling abandoned.
We're still seeing a significant burden.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
California is seeing a surge as well, and there's a plea for a return to masking. ABC's Alex Stone is in Los Angeles.
On June 13th, California had under 600 new cases of COVID. In the past 24 hours, California reporting over 5,200 new cases in a one-day period. The positivity rate in California is rising by the day, now at 4.5%. But California's Department of Public Health saying since January 1st, 99% of COVID cases have been in the unvaccinated.
Meantime, New Orleans issued an indoor mask advisory as cases surge there. Not a requirement, just a suggestion to wear your mask. And if you head to France anytime soon, you'll need a COVID pass to visit popular tourist attractions like the Eiffel Tower. Cases in France have begun to rise again, with the Delta variant accounting for 96% of them. Senate Republicans have blocked an effort to begin debate on a bipartisan infrastructure bill. Maria Soleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, Republicans striking down the motion to move forward on a vote of 49 to 51.
3/5 of the senators duly chosen and sworn, not having voted in the affirmative. The motion is not agreed to.
Negotiated. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy says Republicans won't participate in the select committee charged with investigating the January 6th Capitol riot. But one House Republican says she'll be there.
The idea that anybody would be playing politics with an attack on the United States Capitol is despicable and is disgraceful.
Congresswoman Liz Cheney says McCarthy has tried to block the investigation at every opportunity. General Mark Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, isn't commenting on the worries he reportedly had during the final days of the Trump administration. A book written by two Washington Post journalists claims that Milley was worried that former President Trump would initiate a military coup over his 2020 election loss. At a joint news conference with Milley today, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin defended him.
He doesn't have a political bone in his body. And I clearly have tremendous faith and confidence in the chairman.
And the White House says about 95% of the troop withdrawal from Afghanistan is complete. The Defense Secretary also telling reporters today that they're working with the State Department to protect Afghan translators and contractors who help the U.S. forces. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 5:05. First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report, and here's Ricky Meese.
We are dealing with some surface street crashes, two in the downtown area. One at State Street reported at 500 South. Another one called in at 4th South and 700 East. If you are in Weber County, we've had an accident at Midland Drive and 1900 West, and a KSL traffic trooper says that may be involving a motorcycle accident, so watch for emergency crews on the corner. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.